Hey guys, Sklar Brothers here with Dan Van Kirk.
Yes.
From Dumb People Town, and we've got Adam from Adam Ruins Everything. Adam Conover on the show this
Hello.
Week.
Hello!
Good time in Dumb People Town, right? I mean, you like to make people smarter. When they finish watching your show
and try to
listen to your podcast, they try and be smarter. We are going to not be focusing on those people in this episode.
No, but we are going to focus on possibly the greatest eyewitness to any one of our stories. Mulver.
The first story has one of the greatest Dumb People Town characters ever, and he didn't actually do anything wrong. Check it out.
Hey, weird adults. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible has the best audiobook performances, the largest library, and the most exclusive content, and you'll feel something when you listen. Learn more at audible.com/weirdadults, where you can get 30 days free and one free audiobook. It's awesome, and just so you know, I'm right now reading Missoula. I think it's a must read, and it's super easy to digest if you're listening to it on Audible. I'm also highly, highly, extremely beyond above recommending you read or listen to on Audible So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. If you are of the now, if you are living in the time that we're living, which I hope you are if you're listening to this, if not, please seek medical attention because you are in fact dead. But if you are living, you have to read So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson, and you can get it for free by going to audible.com/weirdadults. This book is such a necessary read because it's so relevant to the times we're living in, and I just think it's awesome. All right guys, check it out, audible.com/weirdadults. Welcome to my podcast. You know, sometimes you're just kind of going through it in life and you just kind of need to relax. Maybe this episode will help you relax. I doubt it though, because my guest is the opposite of relaxation. Annie Letterman.
Hello. I'm very loud and annoying.
Annie, I have to say, I'm in a really bad mood, and you simultaneously bring me up from that mood, but also will make me want to kill you.
Well, I just think that your turmoil and everything that goes wrong in your life is the most wonderful thing that's happening in my life.
Can you explain that?
It's just your downfall is just so funny to me.
It's your meal ticket.
It's my meal ticket. Does the audience know about your...
About my what?
Your health?
No, there's really no, I don't know. I'm going through a thing with my health. I don't want to scare people, but we'll just leave it at that.
But all I'm saying is if it's as bad as it could be, we're going on a tour. Okay. And all I'm saying is how you fill seats? You say, this is my last tour on earth. The terminal tour. And, you know, I just feel like Esther and I just became friends, and it's delightful. And
yeah, it's really delightful. I really feel a strong codependency.
It's sick.
A strong attachment to you. It's only been a couple of weeks.
It's shocking that I haven't breastfed you yet.
That would be my dream. That would be amazing. Man, I'm just so low energy. I also I don't know. Part of me wants to just talk about negative stuff, but I also just want to hear you be you. But maybe a mix of both.
Well, I'm pretty negative, so that I'm positive and negative at the same time.
Why don't you tell, who are you?
My name is Annie Letterman. You can't see me. I look like a Polish
Johansson.
Boy.
She or looks Scarlett like Scarlett Johansson.
I look like Scarlett Johansson if she was also a Polish boy.
Wait, what if you and I were out together and the next day there was an article in TMZ that said Scarlett Johansson and Dave Grohl are an item?
They're like, Dave Grohl shrunk, Scarlett Johansson blew up in the waist, shrunk in the tits, obviously has no money because they're eating at Chipotle.
Ooh, maybe we will do that today.
That sounds great. We both have an eating disorder. That's called shame eating. I had a breakfast last night so late at night. It was my second dinner.
Where was I?
You were asleep, I think. I went to Norm's.
Oh.
And I ate so
Norm's
much.
Norm's is so disgusting.
I loved it so much. It was so wonderful. It's a beautiful
place.
Did
you see that Amanda Bynes tweeted, I have an eating disorder, so it's really hard for me to stay thin, which is such a dramatic thing to say.
She's just wrote that?
Yeah.
No joke?
Yeah, it's crazy. Should have RT'd it, but I didn't want to.
You know what's annoying about that is that Amanda Bynes was actually very hilarious.
She was, yeah.
She was had a lot of potential to be a wonderfully funny.
She was person. A funny, cute person, and for a while, like, it's not even like she was just a child star. She was a child star, but then, like, also worked as a teenager and, like, an adult.
No, but you could see where they were, like, she booked the room. Like, she'd get in there and be just, like, awesome and hilarious and be great. She's probably was great in meetings, and now she has no facial expressions.
Well, no, I don't think, yeah, I guess she has no emotions, but, like,
now her face is all fucked up.
I used to work at a gym, and she worked out there, and, like, she would just like storm in really weird and awkwardly, and she would have the most eyeliner you've ever seen on a person for every workout, and like a Chanel bag, and just like clearly something was wrong. And this was like before there's like all this like drama now, but I've seen her a couple of times actually. I have a very strong sense as someone with a strong background in eating disorder studies that she's bulimic.
Yeah.
And she just like eats a lot and throws up, and that's why her face is kind of like fat.
And she's like, the eyeliner will hide this.
Yeah.
Wait, but you worked at a gym? Tell me more.
Girl,
did you get a discount?
I got a free membership.
Did you use it?
I did use it for the few months that I worked there until.
Did you get fired?
I sort of was self-induced fired. One day I just like ate like a box of cookies and was like, I cannot go to work and watch hot chicks work out. And I just never went back.
Well, that's a perfect way to get out of that, I guess. To just
do the opposite of what you need.
Do the opposite of what you're supposed to do. I wouldn't want to work at a gym. That's disgusting.
But you get a free membership.
Yeah, but
and it was Equinox. You're from New York. You know how nice Equinox is.
I mean, I'm from New York, but I don't know how nice Equinox is. I've never been allowed to set foot in it. I'm driving a dented Neon that apparently you're not allowed to text and drive in. It's annoying.
What happened, Annie?
I like to think of it as I voluntarily learned the rules of texting and driving by getting pulled over by a police officer this morning. He was like, I was like, why'd you pull me over? I like had just put my phone down, hid it under my fat thigh, just put it in a pocket. My cellulite just cupped it.
Wait, can we do a side note of when I told you that you weren't skinny?
Esther was like, I think I was actually topless at this point. Was I flexing for you?
Something. You were just like standing before me while I was laying in bed.
I think I was flexing for you and trying to show you my abs that I thought I had in my head. And you were like, yeah, the good thing about you is that, like, you're not skinny.
No, I said you're not. I'm like, you're not fat, but you're not skinny.
And I went, oh, thank you. I did love it. That was, like, one of my favorite things. You just need to hear it. All these people going around telling chubby me I'm skinny. I can't live like this. I'm very skinny in my tits.
People tell me I'm tiny, and I'm like, that's just height. I'm tiny in height, but I'm a mild chubette.
I was told that I had N-word in my figure, and if you say that out loud to yourself, it sort of rhymes, which means my bottom half is cellulating.
I don't know.
No, it's not. I think my bottom half's pretty good.
I think you work out a lot. You got to watch those Norm's breakfasts.
I ate it. I was full.
Although we both had swing. We've been eating pretty bad.
I love breakfast at night. Most important meal of the day. I like to eat it before I go to sleep.
And then I have a stomach ache.
I woke up just miserable. I couldn't believe I ate so much food.
Yeah, I mean,
slept in my exercise class.
Oh, yeah.
I paid for it.
That's prepaid. Tough.
Is this so boring?
Back to
the most boring.
Back to getting
lying.
Pulled over.
Oh, I got pulled over.
Just so you know, I did get pulled over 4 times in 1 year. So you're
fine. Do make me feel better.
Yeah, we're a team now.
We're a team. We're just little fuck-ups. I mean, how are we not going to just make billions of dollars?
You're so
$1,000. We're so fucked up. There's no way people aren't going to be like, we got to watch more.
Actually, you know what is funny is that we are opposites in the sense that you are so beyond delusional. Mm-mm. And I'm the opposite. Confident. Like, I think the worst.
I think the worst about your health condition, but only for our own gain.
I feel like it's awkward that we're just like dodging what I should probably have a
she has AIDS.
Moment. No. I have like I basically have a swollen artery in my head and I don't know what it means yet, but I'll find out.
It's on her temple. It's not in her brain. So don't freak out.
Yeah. I thought it was in my brain based on feelings alone, intuition, based on my arterial intuition. I thought that it was in my brain, but it's in my temple. So we're figuring that out and it's really good for me and Annie.
Well, here she has two options. One is she can take steroids.
Well,
this is the worst case scenario.
I don't really know the case scenarios yet. So I think we should wait until...
Oh, God. It's such a good moment, but...
Until I go blind. Oh, my God.
Here's what I'm saying, though. If you guys had a choice to be fat for the rest of your life or lose sight in one eye, you would take the being blind in one eye, right? You'd have a little trouble parallel parking, but you'd be fine other than that.
It'd be cute.
It'd be so you'd bump into things. I'd be like, look at that skinny girl bumping into things.
I mean, the thought of losing vision in one of my eyes is like on the spectrum of what it could be. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Sammy Davis Jr. had a glass eye.
I love when you say that. He's like the most hideous.
Are you kidding? He's so cool. I don't think you know cool. who he is.
No, he's cool.
What does hideous have to do with it, Annie?
What does it have to do with it? Everything. Do you want to be on television, Esther? Who no. am I to you? No, she's lying. If she says no, she's a liar. How dare you make me look like this? How dare you?
Like what?
Like I'm the one that wants to.
Oh, like, no. Do you have a burn on your back?
Yeah, I didn't show you that. I burned myself with my curl. I got hair extensions and then I tried to curl them and I burned myself. Whenever I do something shallow and shitty, I'm immediately
punished.
By myself. I mean, it was a terrible thing to do. It's just someone else's hair that I clip into my hair. I can't afford anything and I spent $275 on fake hair. I don't know what. I don't know why I did it. It was like they put it in my hair and I was like, I've got to do it. This is it. This is the thing. This is what my life's been missing.
No, I know the feeling. Like I said, my roommate has fake hair and like sometimes I wear some of it and it's a confidence boost. Ladies, hair extensions can really take your game to the next level because life is about confidence.
It is.
And sponsored by...
Confidence. Sponsored by Delusion. It's my new fragrance.
You are so delusional. You're not delusional. Everyone I've ever dated.
You saying delusional makes me physically ill. Mm-hmm. It hurts my feelings. I'm sorry I believe in myself.
You know, I have a friend that he's so insecure, like...
I can't.
We call delusional the D word because if I call him and he gets really like in a downward spiral.
You're an evil, little evil person.
No.
Why is he laughing then?
I don't know.
He's relating. You know, the comedy's about being relatable.
You guys, a lot of shitty things have happened lately.
It's not good.
I know.
But I feel like maybe I came into your life to...
To take care of me.
I do feel like I just got a new puppy and her name's Esther.
And like you're gonna buy her a Mercedes.
I mean, I'm not gonna be able to buy you anything, but maybe I can introduce you to the guy that will buy that for you.
That is my new vision board. Did I tell you it's me buying myself a Mercedes and then like driving it into a comedy club?
Which club?
Flappers in Burbank.
I don't agree with that. Flappers, can I please have some spots?
For all the emails that they send me about taking comedy classes.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Yeah, girl.
That's so embarrassing. I feel like we could teach a comedy class.
Let's do it.
What are the requirements of teaching a comedy class?
There are absolutely no requirements.
You have to not
you
be
have to
succeeding.
Be delusional. You have to be unsuccessful and poor. And yeah, desperate for money and attention. Well,
there's a cat here.
You don't need to call her away. I'm so desperate for the comfort of an animal. I had a nightmare that everyone in my life got a puppy except for me. So.
Are you only, you're an only child?
I'm a half only child.
So you're an only child.
Thank you.
I know this half person is walking around.
What?
I mean, it was kind of just like a throwaway, and then you looked at me, and then it was like there was supposed to be some weight in the joke, and it was, if there is weight in the joke, what I was imagining was a half human. It's not funny. And I was thinking of, like, you know, the guy with no legs on the skateboard. pulling himself.
You should finish your story about
getting pulled over. I mean, the story is I was texting and driving, which I do terribly. It's like, I don't drive. I live in New York. I don't know how to drive. I don't know. I'm a terrible driver. I don't know why I get my license when I'm 16, never use it. And then all of a sudden everyone's like, you can always do this. Whenever you want to do this, you can just drive. It's unacceptable. I shouldn't be allowed to do it. I should have had to take a test or something. That's fine. I'm working on it. But I text and drive a lot.
Which is so dangerous, and how I've gotten into two accidents. Thankfully, one of them I just drove away. No, I'm kidding. I'm half kidding. But I have gotten into... I've fucked up my car from texting and driving. Scared myself a few times.
I like how you call it like a half accident because you only worry about whether your car is fucked up.
Well, no, I was driving on the highway once and I like bumped into a woman and she went crazy and I was like, there's nothing happening here. Bye. So
that's so awesome.
It is bad to text and drive. It's
she probably would have tried to sue you for like whiplash or something.
Yeah, I was like,
what a dyke.
Girl, you can come.
I'll just say that on a podcast.
You. Texting and driving will be the end of all of us.
It's bad, and I know I shouldn't do it, and it's not something that exists in my life. Really, in New York, it's literally you text while you're walking, you bump into shit, you like bump into signs and stuff, and it's just like, isn't that funny? I'm so dumb. Or maybe you like text and get hit by a car walking the street.
Yeah, I've almost done that. Actually, when I first tried Pinkberry, I was so excited about it that I almost got hit by a car.
I mean, I was vining attention. While driving yesterday. That was really difficult.
I was with you. I was vining you.
No, I vined. No, after you left, I vined. I was trying to get a, and it ended up not being funny and no one liked it. It was like totally useless. Like I could have just died.
As most vines are.
I have a good one. One. I have three vines. One's good. No, but I wanted to, there was like a star, you know, the tourists that go on the star tours. I mean, the fucking biggest losers in the entire world.
Which I've done.
I mean, ironically, I hope.
Well, yeah. Publicly, ironically.
This is going to turn into me taking a really strong stance on something. And then when we get done, me being like, which tour did you go on? Should we go again? I hate that. I hate when my opinion gets easily swayed. No, but I think that the tourists that like...
Yeah, it's so lame.
It's the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I didn't want to be seen while I was doing it, but I did enjoy it.
It's a van that they cut the top off of so that we can see what losers you are. You think you're... It's open for you to look at the sights. It's for us to see what pathetic people you are. And they what? They drive you to the stars' houses?
Oh, you're asking? You're curious? Yeah, they drive you.
I'm sopping wet right now.
I saw Hillary Duff's house. I saw Hillary Aguilera's house.
Hillary Duff was on it?
Her old house. I saw Justin Timberlake, Madonna, Halle Berry, celebrity homes.
And then once you get there, what happens? They give you trivia?
Yeah, it's fun. It's like $100. It's so retarded.
Here's what I like about it for you doing it. You're like, this will be like a funny, fun thing to do. It's interesting or whatever. This is like these people's the best thing that's ever happened to them.
In LA.
Like they're going to go back to Ohio or wherever they live and they're going to be like, you are not going to believe what I did. I saw Halle Berry's house. Not the one she lives in now. One she lived in before.
I can't think of a better thing that's happened to me though. Either.
Okay. Well, you just met me and that's hurtful. Our friendship isn't as good. That's fine. Anyway, so this cop, I'm texting and driving. And then I think my lie to him to try to get out of it, which didn't work, because I can't genuinely lie. I can just pick truths and leave out other truths. I'm like Asperger's like that. So he pulled me over and I was like, I was just looking at my Google map. And he's like, it doesn't matter what you were doing. You were holding your phone. And I was like, well... Okay, but do you know how it works? And I tried to show him the app, but it was in a text message. So I had to exit out of the text message real quick. And I was like, look. And he was like, it doesn't matter. I'm already giving you the ticket. And I was like, I don't care about the ticket anymore. Now I just need your approval. I need to make sure that you aren't disappointed in me. And he's like, why would I be disappointed in you?
Why would be disappointed in
you? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, because I'm a fucking loser. And what you're telling me is that what I'm doing could kill people. And that's like so bad. And it's against the current. Oh fuck, I don't even know the words I'm using. It's against society is why you've pulled me over. It's something that should be punished.
Yes, you're failing.
I'm failing at society. And it hurts me when cops don't like me because I don't drink and I don't do drugs and I'm like totally not illegal. I mean,
well,
I guess I show I text yeah anymore. That's true.
I mean,
I've had some run-ins with them.
That's my spiel, is I don't do it. Yours is anymore.
Well, I've turned my life around, officers, and I would just like a little respect for that.
Although I did just get my first prescription for Xanax.
I have some. I could have just given it to you. My dad just gives it to me, and I don't take it because I'm a recovering drug and alcoholic.
What does Xanax do?
It's great.
I think I'm going to take it for when I travel.
When I think about it, it makes you steal Hadley King's car. Because that's
what
we used to do.
I thought it makes you like relax and go to sleep.
Well, we used to take it. We would snort it in high school. I went to school for juvenile delinquents. We would snort it, and then we would steal. Our friend Hadley King had this car, this Chrysler LeBaron, where the key twisted off in it. So you didn't need a key. So we would just break into it when he wasn't paying attention and steal his car and get in so much. I mean, one kid eventually got arrested because Hadley finally pressed charges, but we just didn't care. We would go to Luzerne Avenue in Philadelphia and buy wet, which is weed dipped in formaldehyde.
Gross.
And then we'd go back to my school, and after lunchtime, we would have movie class, which was just pillows on the ground where we would just watch movies all high. So that's why I'm dumb, and if you quiz me on American history, I know nothing. Well, but I do know what wet is.
I was in Scrabble Club while you were doing all of that.
Scrabble Club?
Yeah.
Scrabble gets so boring after you play it like 5 times.
I mean, if you're into drugs, yeah, maybe.
High Scrabble would be fun.
No, you're missing the point. I can't believe you just watched movies. You're so dumb.
I was very dumb. I used to do acid and stuff. There was a hole in the wall in the basement of the glassblowing studio in my high school that was human-sized. Someone had just taken like a sledgehammer. And so we would get kicked out of the basketball games, and the basketball court was upstairs, and we would go downstairs, climb into the wall, and you could see through the grates. We'd eat acid and just be tripping on acid and watch the basketball games. But everyone I went to high school with is dead. Heroin overdoses.
Really? Legitimately?
A lot of people are dead, yep. And the other ones are just failing. They're just terrible. They're like so weird and not cool.
How did you quit drinking?
I quit drinking after my first open mic, because I went home with a really, just this comic I just did not respect or like or think was funny, which is very mean to say. Mm. I'm not going to say his name, but if he listens to this, I'm sorry. I respect you now.
Maybe.
I don't know. It was just embarrassing for me. And I went home with him. I did my first open mic. I bombed. I like dropped my, I just didn't know what I was doing. I was super wasted. And he like was just hitting on me. I hated him. I was like, get away from me. I hate you. You suck. And then I like fast forward. I'm like waking up on his air mattress, fully clothed. Hadn't even fucked him, but just embarrassed. I was just so embarrassed. I just looked, gazed into his eyes and around his room. And I was like, I'm never drinking again. This is so embarrassing. And I've done terrible. I mean, I did horrible, horrible things, but that was just my last straw. Cause I was like, I can't like be fucking shitty comics.
Never. Were you thinking about quitting drinking before that?
Oh, all the time. I thought about quitting drinking all the time. I would quit for like 2 days. I quit Jägermeister first. I quit Jäger for like maybe 3 months.
I just don't understand like how you, like you're just like, oh, okay, I did that one thing. Like, why was that the one
thing? No, it wasn't one thing. No, I think that was, well, the one thing was like 6 months before I got blackout drunk and I had a motor scooter. I lived in Santa Fe. And I would get like super wasted and drive it drunk. It's still my happy place. Like being drunk on that scooter, I think about it, it was like the most fun I've ever had in my life. But so I would go on drunk scoot rides. And one night I just woke up. I blacked out and I woke up the next morning and was like, my entire face was like split open. My chin, I have a scar on my chin from it. I had cuts all over the top of my face, like on my nose. I had road rash all over my tits, down my knees, cut all over my arms. Like I looked so fucked up. And the dress I had been wearing looked like someone had like slit my throat. Like it was like there was so much blood on it. And all I could remember from the night was that I had called everyone. I crashed my scooter and I called everyone in my immediate family and been like, I need to go to rehab. Help me. I'm fucked up. I crashed. And they were like, didn't live there. They're like, what is, are you okay? And I'm like, don't call the cops or anything, but I'm fucked up. And like, do you need to go to the hospital? I'm like, I'll do it in the morning. So then I like woke up, and before I went to the hospital, I had to call everyone in my immediate family and be like, hey guys, about that whole rehab thing, I was in a blackout, disregard. I'm cool. I'm fine. And they did. But I mean, I probably should have gone to rehab then.
Did you ever go to rehab?
No, I'm so pissed about that.
Yeah. That
sounds so fun.
That seems pretty like you got cheated.
It sounds so fun. Well, if I relapse, know that that's the reason. It's because I want to go to rehab.
But you're not going to relapse.
No, I'm never going to drink again.
And I'm never going to drink.
Have you just never been drunk?
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Do people go, I don't trust people that don't drink?
I mean, no, because I don't hang out with idiots.
So I've had people that, did you drink before? Because I don't trust people that never drink. What are you talking about? Drinking's retarded.
Yeah, those people are like so dumb. They're from like your hometown and went they to went your to my high school.
It is so pathetic. Well, it's so annoying. It's like anyone that's like trying to poke holes, like if you're like, I like what I'm doing and I like my life, and anyone that tries to like counter that is a fucking idiot.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like there are people who try to, yeah, people who, it's like peer pressure people. Yeah. They're like just bored and lonely.
Well, yeah, it's them trying to decide. Like when I quit drinking, people took it really hard because then it made them think that they had, like were alcoholics. I'm like, you are alcoholics, but I don't give a fucking shit what you do.
Yeah, you're not judging them.
Also, quitting drinking is like very selfish time. You're like the most selfish person. AA meetings are like pathetic. It's like, I hate AA meetings. I go to them every once in a while if it's with a famous person. But,
There's a lot of AA sightings.
It's my rule. But I hate it because it's just everyone just like so selfish and like, oh, this is my disease.
I'm just curious, I guess, like, because it's hard to get over something that you are in love with and obsessed with. And like, what are you doing like day 3 and day 10?
It was bad. It sucked.
Like, are you in physical pain?
I couldn't sleep. I didn't sleep for like, I wasn't like able to really, really sleep for like 6 months. Like,
and
I
also, was sleeping in there, but. Like, what keeps you going if you're just so miserable?
I went, well, AA did help me in the very beginning. The first, I went, they do this thing called 90 and 90 where you do go once a day for 90 days.
Right.
And that helped me to like, to have like the support, because my friends didn't understand. Like my friends would be like, just come drink. Like what's, you know, or they, I mean, all my friends were like worried about me. I was really bad. Like I would wake up, I drank every morning. Like I was just chubby and like fucking, which is the bottom
chubbier?
Line.
Oh. Chubbier? Oh, chubbier.
I hope it's cancer. Anyway. I hope you die. Oh my God. It'd be such a cute little casket. You'd have like an infant's casket. I don't really want you to die, but there will be a reality show about it if there is, and I will be in it. I will be sidekick. Well, cancer will be number one sidekick. I'll be sidekick number two. This is all going to come to bite me in the ass if you really hurt, but
no,
I think you're going to be okay.
It's really not. Just on the record, it's not going to come to bite you in the ass, because if people aren't like laughing and think it's fun, like
it's so depressing.
It's really bad.
Especially if it's like your last run. Like, why is everyone crying?
I severely believe that it is not, but although I was really scared, now I'm just like, I think I'm sad about other things, so I like don't even care.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah, also
consolidate the depression.
My very close friend is in a coma. I don't know if I told you this. Yeah, I did. I told you this is the only reason.
Am I a coma patient replacement?
Yeah, that's why. I told you that the only reason you get to hang out with me is because my other friend is in a coma.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I did.
I'm honored.
My friend Chantel, which by the way, this is something I want to just interject quickly, is in a coma. She's been in a coma for a month. It's pretty horrible and it is life changing for everyone involved. She was in Vegas doing a fashion show. She's, by the way, a 10 out of 10. Like, the prettiest friend that anyone could ever want. And she was
even
in my
beautiful
pilot.
People even beautiful people go into comas. It's an important lesson to learn.
It's crazy. I couldn't believe that it happened. So she is allergic to this is an important
lesson. Are you fucking about to say what I think you're about to
say? She is allergic to peanuts.
I thought you were gonna say penis.
Oh no. And she had something that had peanut butter in it and went into anaphylactic shock and almost died, but then went into a coma.
That is insane.
Yes. And she doesn't have health insurance, which is a little bit of an issue. So there is a website. The link is kind of confusing, but maybe we can post it. So if anyone feels like they have the ability and the luxury in their life to donate, it would be so amazing. She is an amazing person. I do not know what her recovery is going to be like. But it's pretty terrible that this all went down in Vegas.
Yeah.
Because she
had to stay there.
Right. She's been in a coma in Vegas for about a month. And they just transferred her to her hometown in Michigan. So it's going to be a long thing. But I think if people can donate, that would mean a lot to me and to her family and to her. So anyway.
That's thank also, you for the biggest bummer ever.
I know, but that
anyway,
is...
Anyway, back to me making fun of you dying.
That's also, though, like, I think why I'm just, like, with my own health, it just feel like it could be so much worse.
Yeah, but you could be a 10.
I know. I mean, I'm not a 10.
You Chantel could be in a coma, but you could also be a 10.
Yeah, it's like, how do you
is Chantel Black?
No, she's not.
Because she would have been a 9.
She's Italian. She's amazing. Anyway.
Well, that's horrifying.
It's
who
really,
gave her peanuts?
I don't know. I don't know the exact. I wasn't there. I don't know the exact breakdown. I do the lesson I think to take from it is like, if you can be a responsible person and always have Benadryl in your purse, that's a good move to make.
Can we not blame Chantel right now?
No,
shaming
no,
Chantel?
I'm saying her friends. I'm literally saying anyone. Yeah. Like I should have Benadryl if I had a purse, but I don't have a purse. But like I think. Everyone should have Benadryl in their car, just like two little tablets, because you never know when it will actually just save a person's life.
I have a friend who's diabetic, and he used to always go into like diabetic, like the sugar shock, constantly, just like having a fucking seizure. I'm like, what the hell? I would have to like run and find some sugar to give him.
Is this your ex-boyfriend?
No, I've had some fucked up bipolar mostly. Yeah. That's fun most of the time. I know you are getting called a cunt a lot, but sometimes being called a cunt is fun, but not. You know, when your clothes are on, you get a called a cunt. It's very insulting. When your clothes are off and get called a cunt, it is very awesome.
Oh my God.
It's a new bit I'm trying out, guys. It's called Came Up With That On A Podcast. No, I've never dated a diabetic, but you were saying, yeah, no. I wish diabetes on some people. I hope they die limb by limb. But, you know, that's just petty stuff. But I do mean it.
Hope you die. Mean
I
it.
I do hope you die. Mean it. That's my spinoff. Hope you die. Mean it. I just come out in goth.
There's candles everywhere.
Why are we not goth? Why are we not
People
goth?
Think I'm goth.
I'm goth on the inside.
I'm on the outside because I have pale skin and dark hair. And I used to wear a lot of eyeliner.
Just like
Amanda Bynes.
Amanda Bynes. Same makeup artist. So
a
anyway,
person with an eating disorder.
So the cop pulls me over.
Back to it.
This shortest, most boring story. He pulls me over. I talk to him. He's like, you were texting, driving. He doesn't buy my excuse about looking at my map. He doesn't care. He goes, how much do you weigh? And I was like, well, this is the worst part. Now you want to know how much I weigh? Fuck you.
The hardest part.
And then I told him a number and it was honest. And if you asked me, I would tell you, but I'm not.
What is this?
It's.
I mean, it does.
I'm like a few pounds less than Oscar De La Hoya. So look that up. Okay. Look it up. I could almost tackle him. Wrestle him. What does he do? Box him.
I weigh very little because I'm short.
How much do you weigh? Can you tell me?
I weigh. Right now, I weigh like 106 pounds.
Ew, really? That's so much. I weigh less than that. So it's disgusting.
But I look like I weigh 135.
I do like have instincts to carry you places. If you got sick, it would be
will you carry me part of a dream. To the emergency room?
I will. I want you to be to the bald. I just see it. You'd be so cute. We get the Harlem Globetrotters to come. I mean, this is going to be great. I'm really excited. I get to give you some of my Make-A-Wish things to make happen.
What do you mean?
Like, I could, because we're friends, I'd be like, well, can you, like, put in a good wish for me?
Oh, yeah.
I'd sneak some in, and it would just be, I mean, I don't know what my wishes are.
I mean, mine are
stage
obviously.
Time, flapper, at Flappers. Can you give me some spots at Flappers in Burbank, please?
Mine is just 1,000 puppies.
Oh, that's fun, but then who's going to take care of them?
Well, I guess I wouldn't get to keep them. I would just have to rent them.
And the minute they shit, they're out of the house.
Whoever shits, whoever goes the longest without shitting becomes my puppy.
Oh, God.
You also gave your dog away. You gave dog shit.
I mean, I gave my fucking dog. I had my dog for 4 years.
Mine was only 1 year.
Punky Brewster Letterman, my little girl. So cute. So awesome. Totally untrained. Still pisses and shits at my parents' house. I mean, what I pretty much did was I went home for Christmas and I was like, Mom and Dad, I have a Christmas present for you. It's my dog forever. Or I was more like, hey, can you guys dog sit just until her limbs go lame and you have to put her down and she's ashes? You send me back in a little box, a little punky box.
That is so sad to think about. How dare you?
Well, I'm in this weird place because I love her, and I feel like if I do end up moving to Los Angeles, which I'm considering right now, I'm just visiting for like 10 years. But I would want my dog, but I can't take her from my parents because they've had her for 4 years.
It's also traumatic for the dog.
I mean, she shits in the house. I don't give a fuck about what she thinks. She's an asshole.
When you move here, we can just co-own a new
but
dog.
But I can't own a dog because out of the guilt until my dog's dead.
It's really hard.
I have to see this one through. And it's very upsetting. But the...
I miss Pepper. Pepper's my dog.
Punky and Pepper.
Oh, that's her show.
I mean, giving her up, I mean, it is the perfect example of not being a grown up. I mean, I just couldn't. I couldn't take care of her. I mean, I was still drinking too. Like when I was drunk in Santa Fe, I had her, but my door didn't latch. So she would just leap out of the door with her own puppy strength, her 13 pounds of strength out the door, and she would just run around and then she would just bark to get back in. And
aren't
so she should have been. She should have been killed. I saw a dog get by a car. Did I tell you about it?
No, I was just going to tell you. I saw a dog 2 weeks ago running loose. I jumped out of my car and sprinted for 6 blocks and couldn't catch it. And I tried so hard to save it. And then I went into
You shouldn't have quit that job at Equinox.
Had an asthma attack. Basically ruined my whole day. Didn't even catch the dog.
I did that once though, and the dog bit me.
That's amazing.
It bit me, that little piece of shit. It bit me, and then its owner was this new mom who was like taking her newborn to meet her family. So I had to deal with her DJ baby daddy boyfriend, fiance, mm-hmm. who was like, "Why don't I meet you at this bar and I'll give you the money?" And I was like, "Okay." It was when I was still drinking. I was like, "All right." So he was giving me money for my like shots and stuff. And he just tried to make out with me. I was like, it's your like week old baby mama's dog. And so I fucked him and he didn't pay me. It was so annoying. No, but I just remember being like, you're such a weird rapist.
I just realized I really regret talking about my health issue.
We got to delete the whole thing.
No, but I do want to say to everyone that I am totally fine. And
she is fine.
That please don't worry about me and that I'm really fine.
Listen, I think
that
you guys should be worried.
We're just making a fun joke.
And you should be worried that she is fine and it's going to ruin my career. Nothing's wrong with her. It's so annoying. It'd be so cute, our little tour. You'd be like, what was that movie in the 90s where the kid was like, the cover was like the kid on the guy's shoulders? It was called like Tim or something. Do you know what I'm talking about? He had cancer or AIDS or something. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
We could reenact that cover of that.
For our glamour shoot?
We're going to do a glamour shoot. I mean, we have so many plans. It's going to be great.
I know. Oh, someone asked me on Facebook if I would talk about what's an audition in LA like. So we should talk about that.
How are your fans young or retarded? I can't tell.
My fans are...
Are they very young?
I don't know. I don't know. Mixed... My
race?
Demo isn't targeted.
They're like 20-something males.
Yeah.
Boner boys. I have like 45-year-old males. It's very gross.
I mean, you take what you get.
I mean, I got a picture, Esther, I got a picture of, I don't know if I told you this, a guy, friend requested me on Facebook, and at that point I was just accepting everybody. Now I'm filled up with creeps, but he sent me, I got like a notification that was like, it was a girl's name. He had like catfished me or whatever. And, he had a girl's name and picture up. And he was like, I looked at my notifications. So it was like, you have 5 new photos posted by this person. I went, like Sammy D or something. And I was like, oh shit, what is this? So I look, I thought it was going to be sneakers or something, which sometimes I leave up because I love Nikes. But, they posted these pictures of, it was like their computer screen open with my face. And his boner.
No way.
I swear to God, I'm so pissed that I reported them right away and I don't have them. And I, even though they made me feel immediately raped and shameful for my slutty lifestyle, I was like, I deserve this. But I just, wish that I had them, like, to put in a book or something. Yeah. But so he was jerking off. And so there was like a series of pictures and it was like him jerking off. And then he came onto my face. And there was one picture where my mouth is open and I'm in it with my parents and he put his balls in my mouth. I mean, it was pretty brilliant. It did look good.
That's
like, he did it.
Amazing.
He did a great job. He put a lot of effort in, but I felt literally raped. Like, I felt like someone had just raped me and left my house and I was just left for dead. I was like, I don't know what to do. So I just was like, flag, flag, flag. And then it just immediately disappears. But he had written me an email too, a message that said, "Hey, sorry, couldn't help myself, smiley face." I was like, thank you.
That is, the, and it's like then, he's trying to flirt.
Wait, then he goes, this is the best part. He goes, "But don't worry, I made it so that only you and I can see these pictures." I was like, that is creepier. I would much rather like my aunt and my cousin and my mom and my friends be able to see it, because at least then it would be this
experience.
Shared disgusting thing.
No.
It was terrible, but I really should have.
It was a private moment that you guys could share.
Can I answer the audition thing? Oh,
yeah.
Also, I did send him a message back that was like, great dick.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. I couldn't because I had flagged him. I would have, though. That would have been funny.
No,
I would have been
raped. No, that's what we call attracting more
I'm
of
scared.
That.
I'm scared I haven't said that. What if he's listening? It was really scary because I was like, I felt very violated, but it was like, he can't find me. But he can because our fucking, everyone knows where we are at all times.
That's absolutely not true.
All right, what's the address here?
440 Rainbow Road.
I do like that you...
Happiness, California.
You do dress like you're like a celebrity incognito.
Why do you think that? Because I'm wearing a Spider-Man shirt and Adidas pants.
And Uggs and big sunglasses. She looks like Kim Kardashian leaving the gym.
I mean, that's an amazing compliment.
And you look great.
Thank you.
You look very successful, but you were in my dented Rent-A-Wreck neon with sunflower seed shells in it.
Yeah, those are kind of weird.
I'm disgusting.
You are. You're super gross.
I mean, look me up. I'm kind of pretty, but I'm really gross.
I mean,
I'm like
she's
a five.
Pretty, but gross. You're not a five.
I'm a five on a scale from 1 to 100. You've got to see these tits. You will vomit. You will just lose your lunch.
How are you going to answer the audition question?
Yeah. Auditions are when you go, they give you the sides. Sometimes
people don't know what sides
okay,
are.
Okay. Sides are, the scene that you would be doing. They give you your part,
the
your
lines,
scene, the lines.
Yeah.
So sometimes you get it ahead of time. Those are the worst ones because there's a lot of expectation.
You're singing my song.
I mean, when they give it ahead of time, I'm like, I have to fake that my internet stopped working. I have to be like, sorry, guys, my internet stopped working. I mean, I've had people in auditions go, after I've auditioned, go, oh, did you just get the sides today? And I went, yep. weeks ago. But you get them like a couple days a night or something ahead of time. And then
yeah.
You go over them. Sometimes this is what I did that was a huge mistake that I thought I was good because I was like, I don't need other people. I'm an island. I'm fine. So I recorded my voice as the other person, the other line, and then I ran my lines to try to like get it and do a good job. And that doesn't work.
Why?
Because you don't have the embarrassment and shame of doing it in front of another human. I think you need to get that like that feeling of like being that character or whatever in front of someone else.
I was once in New York and I had to put an audition on tape to be sent to LA and I didn't have any, like, I'm not going to ask someone in New York. I don't know people. So I just did it myself with no one, just my parts. And when I saw the casting director next, she pulled me aside and was like, don't ever do that again. I'm like, I love when people say that. I do.
Wait, like you were just like, you were like, my line, my line, my line, my line, my line.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a noob at the most highest degree.
I mean... No, I'm disgusting. I mean, I cannot believe I haven't like broke down and accidentally said the N-word or something at myself.
I feel like auditions, the easiest way to explain them, you have to memorize these lines, but you also get to look at the paper.
But you can't like look at, you can't be reading them. It's very hard.
There's a mixed perspectives on it. And then you go in, you're in a waiting room full of people that look like the better looking version of you. Everyone looks prettier than you. And you go in and you say hi and you do your audition.
That's weird too, because they're like, you kind of want to like be cool in the room. Like you want them to like you, but you can't, I mean, if you think about it from their perspective and they're sitting there and they have all these like desperate, weird versions of the same person coming in and being like, hey, parked outside, crazy, huh? Weather's nuts. You know, they're like, what is going on? But I always usually say
something. Traffic, who gets it?
Terribly self-deprecating. I'm like, look at my mustache. I'm like, stop. Like, they're just so horrified by me.
I like that you pointed out my mustache today. It made me feel like I was at home in my heart. I was at peace.
Well, Esther, there's a lot more where that came from. Because I'm sure you got some body hair issues. I'm just looking at you.
I do. Highly considering lasering off some laser. Body hair.
That's why I feel guilty that I spent all this money on the actual human hair to add hair. I'm like, I should be spending it to remove hair.
We can do it. My friends, gonna just call them out, Mel and Ingrid of Vomit on the Web. They've told me about laser hair removal, and I'm interested.
I want to do it really badly. I bought like a Groupon for it. I went once and then I moved here. It was in New York.
That is so dumb. That is so non-Jew of you.
I should have stayed there.
You should have thought that purchase
I didn't
through.
Know. I thought I was going to be here for like a week and I'm just trapped. I can't leave. Every time I'm about to leave, they're like, can you be here another month? Sure. I'll just sit around and fucking wait.
Girl, we're all playing the same game.
I'm just kidding. I don't wait. I work hard. But I do have a happy trail that goes from my asshole to my unibrow, and I don't want to tell you which direction.
Wait a second, what?
It's a spiral. It wraps around my body.
Can I say that on the air that you shave your happy trail?
No, you can't say that. No, I'm beautiful. No matter what you say, words can't bring me down.
Nor can shaving my happy trail.
Listen, you are... the best.
You're the
I
best.
I love you. You won't break me. Esther's always trying to break me and she won't. You'll never get it. I'll never back down.
It's so true.
No, I'm a monster, okay? I'm a beast.
You're
I should
a
be
pig.
Shot. I should be shot. I'm
You're
a pig.
A pig.
I lost my pig necklace too. If anybody wants to buy me a new pig necklace and not send me pictures of their dick or ever expect me to talk to them or acknowledge their presence. Or, like, actually, if you do buy me the pig necklace, I will certainly never speak to you. I will thank
You're
you in my
mean,
mind.
Kind of. I feel like you have the ability to be a lot more mean than me.
I think you're cutting. And I think that you are, like, the, like, oopsie, was I mean? I'm just an honest piece of shit. My parents are mean. It's very, I have a very roasty family. I love roasts
I do
and
too,
stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh,
my
God.
Family's very hilarious and mean.
Do your
They're
parents
really
think you're funny? Because I went to dinner with someone and his parents like laughed at everything they said. I'm like, this has never happened to me.
I think my parents think I'm funny and I think my parents are funny. We have literally the most, we just laugh nonstop.
I think my parents are funny, but they just like, when I try to be funny, it makes them very mad. And like, I get punished. It's kind of weird.
I like that. That's funny.
Thank you.
You should be punished. Every time you tell a joke, someone yells at you. Every time you tell something funny, instead of laughing, they scream at you.
Well, because my funniness or, you know, comedic stylings are not like a witty joke. It's like I just like put my hand in the spaghetti bowl. Like I just do like monstrous
Is that
things.
Really your thing?
My parents are like, you can't keep making a joke out of being a pig. They call me a pig.
Oh, my God. That's me.
Yeah.
We are meant to be.
I know.
You're a piglet, though.
Yes.
I'm a full one.
I do want to ask you about, I know, are we close to running out of time?
We're in the home stretch here, about 50 minutes in.
Oh, wow. Okay. I want to, though, make sure I get this from you is tell me about, cause you really do look like Scarlett Johansson. Do you have any like wacky experiences from being recognized or whatever?
No, people just say it a lot and it's like, and they, but what they,
you said
I mean, the
every
funniest,
day.
Every day I do get it every day, but it's the funny thing is when it's not like, cause people go, who you look like that actress. And I'll get a little cocky. Like I'll get like, okay, I'm going to let them figure out who it is. And I'm just sitting there and they'll be like, you look like, what was her name? You know, she's on TV and stuff. I'm like, well, she's on movies, but that's fine. They're like, you know, Brett Butler. And I'm like, that is not who I look like. How dare you? And then when I say Scarlett Johansson, like if I happen to say it like in unison while they say that, I look like such a stupid cunt that I'm like, I look like Scarlett. Like, I don't think that. Other people say that to
you
me.
You really don't?
I don't. I mean, I think I must look like her because I literally every day.
But you don't see it.
I mean, I guess a little bit, but I see my face as just like disgusting and like.
You have feeling.
And just like, I'm like, I know that I'm like kind of pretty. Like I, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I know I'm not bad, but then sometimes I look at myself and I'm like, I'm pretty bad. People are being nice to me.
I guess I am the same way.
I'm not totally, I'm like, you know, I obviously still am in the entertainment business. I would have quit if I thought I was ugly.
Not necessarily.
Or I would have been playing that route where I'd be like, no.
That's kind of what I did the first 3 years.
Me too. I just like a boy.
But now I'm like, I'm fine, you know? I'm fine.
I think I could get better.
Yeah, we both are capable of heights.
I think.
Heights of beauty. Sixes and sevens.
I think we could be like, we could be like a 6.5. I mean, hey, I'm holding out.
A 6.5 with a good personality and a loving heart.
Well, I'll never have those. Fucked. Are those a factor? I mean, I think I can't. I was talking to someone about that last night, about how the number can't have to do with the personality. It's just on physical looks and it's universal. Like if I say you're a 7, everyone else would think you're a 7 too.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. But you can also be like, oh, they get like a half a point for being awesome. Or they lose a half a point because they're mean.
I mean, I've only fucked piles of garbage. So I've never dated a man who my family hasn't gone, oh, well, hello. Hopefully there's no grandchildren in this situation. I date down to make myself feel pretty, I think.
Okay.
No, that sounds shitty.
I think so.
I date down. Well, because that's too calculated. I think I am very, very easily able to overlook
flaws. Looks. Scars.
If people are like cool and funny, but that's very rare too.
Is it?
Cool and funny?
Rare, yeah. Especially like a cool and funny person that will talk to me. That's rare.
I think you're very approachable.
You're a nice lady.
I think if I was a man.
Which you almost are.
I'm teetering on the edge of. I would come holler at you. I imagine that would be black. I would be a black guy. Do you think?
I mean,
obviously, no. You waited so long.
I was just thinking about the upcoming project I have with two black guys.
And if I would be like them?
No, I just made me think of that.
That is
see me in a video with two black men. Two very talented.
Blacks. Yeah, they're very talented. I don't know who they are, but I'm assuming they are.
Yeah.
I think I know who they are. I'm guessing. But I, what were we talking about? I'm a boy. No, I would hit on you. You're adorable.
You're so
nice. You're very likable.
Thank you, Annie.
You're kind of mean. Like, I keep expecting people to not like you behind your back and nobody does.
That's amazing.
It shocks me and it's so annoying because everyone hates me.
Wait, why? Do you only expect people to not like me behind my back just out of habit of expecting that from everyone?
I think that. Or just maybe the nature of our business.
Yeah.
But also knowing that you have succeeded a lot at a very.
I mean, you're wrong, but thank you.
I mean, I think if you lived in New York, you would feel like you succeeded more because nobody has any like deals or anything in New York. Do you know what I mean?
I have nothing right now, but.
You had potential. Now you're fucked. I'm kind of your last hope at this point. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, you'll probably find a man, you know, you'll be fine.
Thank you. That's really a great aspiration of mine.
No, I, you know, I could, I don't know. But I liked you very right away. You pulled my tits out of my shirt.
I did.
You pulled my breast out. And I loved it. Not sexually, but
you didn't back down.
I didn't back down, but I was like,
you're a warrior.
I did have that like alpha dog where I was like, it's interesting when you meet another alpha dog.
Oh, yeah.
And you go, but it was totally great. I was like, oh, well, this is just how this is going to work. And we have the same manager, so we have the same dad.
Yeah, that is a quick bonding factor. I guess we have to wrap it up?
I think we're more fun than this, let people think.
I totally agree, but that's usually how it goes.
Also, the part of the auditions we forgot to tell people about is the just sheer failure.
Oh, and the PASD, which is post-audition stress disorder, where you go to drive-thrus and then spend the night in your bed alone. Not
if you have a bed. I'm just on a couch. Just, I mean, I bombed so hard at my last audition that it was like, I mean, it was an out-of-body experience. My face was so hot. Everything was hot. I was like, I had probably like the worst pit stains. I think I might have even had tit sweat. And honestly, I literally don't have tits. You guys don't even get it. That means that there was trickle down sweat from another part of my body.
No, there are a lot of small boobed girls that get boob sweat. It's like nipple sweat. I see it.
That's
in yoga.
A weird thing for you to know.
You know what? I pay close attention
to little tits. I pay a lot of attention to big tits.
I pay attention to
can't
all
can't believe
of them.
They exist. Can't believe I never got them. Shocking.
Not too late.
No, but it is too late.
You could get them.
Now that I have to quit comedy.
No, you don't.
I'm not going to be a fake titty. I can't deal with the fake tits. I do like my little titties, you know? They're little. It's like when I flash people, it's very, like nothing happens. Like people
no,
go.
That's not true.
When I flash people go, this is their reaction. They go, They either go, or your tits suck, but that's it.
They don't. She's just exaggerating.
But it's like nothing happens. And I love to flash firefighters. I'm always flashing. People are just like, this is weird that you have no tits and you keep flashing.
I used to flash aggressively, but I've cooled down in my...
You showed me your tits within 30 seconds of meeting you.
That's true. I felt like you maybe were too vulnerable and I needed to.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah, I was making it an even playing field.
I flash my tits all the time. Well, I think because I don't drink, it's like me like proving that I still party.
Yeah, I think it's the same for me.
But I'll be out until like 5 a.m. Everyone's on coke and I'm just hanging out. I think that's where my real level is.
What?
Is I am, like naturally as a person, is someone, a normal person on coke.
I totally identify my girl.
So then the lows are very low the next morning?
Yeah, no matter what.
And I always have the
drugs
coke shits.
Not.
It's bad.
We got to wrap it up. Where can people find you and see you and all of that jazz?
I am on the internet. I have, I don't know, Annie Lederman on Twitter, and it's LEDERMAN.
You're on Chelsea Lately sometime?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be on Chelsea Lately on the 17th. I don't know why. I just thought I had no career. You just reminded me. I was like, I really started to sweat it out. I was
story
like,
of my
I'm
life.
Failing. No, I'm on Chelsea Lately on the 17th. I think it'll air that night. Might be on the 18th, but I'll tweet about it. Follow me on Twitter. I try to write jokes on there. And I'll be, I don't know, on all these shows around town. I don't have any specifics.
Right. That's fair.
I mean, I'll get them. You can see me and Esther hanging out at the Comedy Store, her being bored and me being happy, and then her making me leave.
That happened once.
No, you just left me there. And then I was there till like 9:30 the next morning, I feel like.
That's
it was
common.
Like birds chirping. That... I mean, last night I did that too, and that's when I had my shame breakfast.
Where did you hang last night?
I hung at the store, and then I went to Norm's.
Oh. All right, you guys, thank you. We'll see you next time.
Bye, I love you.
Creepy little Esther, stupid little Esther. She's in California. She's become a weird adult.
want to tell you guys about a really cool thing that Randy and I have been working on, and Dan's been involved in this as well.
Yes, we're building a fort.
We are building a fort.
In some ways, we kind of are.
A comedy fort of sorts.
One of my favorite things that I see on social media is when someone posts a text chain between them and their mom, or them and a funny friend.
Or two comedians.
Two comedians, and you get to see the interaction back and forth, which is so fun. At times, there are text chains that we are on, the three of us, that are the funniest things ever that only the three of us get to see. So we had the idea, along with a couple other people, wouldn't it be great to allow people to be a fly on the wall of these conversations that happen between funny friends of ours and funny people just back and forth? To us, it would be really fun. And so that is sort of the germ of the idea of a special app called Banter. And we want you guys to try it and check it out. All you got to do is sign up for it. It's free. Find it in the App Store. It's called Banter, B-A-N-T-E-R. Get the app. It's free. And we want you guys to check it out and just pick conversations that are between two people. And the conversations play out in real time. And you get to hear it. It's curated, so nobody's going to be embarrassed.
Right.
It's the best stuff. But again, if you have a couple of minutes, you're sitting on the toilet, you're waiting for a train, you're hanging out. So when you want something, because so many times this happens to me where I want
just a quick blast of something
funny.
Something
and Twitter doesn't give it to me. I want to see this conversation happening between two really funny people and just get a laugh. We all need that in our day. So in order to do that, check out Banter and just download the app and let us know what you think about it.